Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Now get two sausage McMuffin with egg sandwiches for just $5. That's right, $5. And with many locations opening at 5 a.m. or earlier, your morning starts when you do. Order ahead on the app, skip the wait, and grab your breakfast on your schedule. It's mornings made better at McDonald's. Price and participation may vary. Must opt into rewards.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
A report by the Land Development Agency has found that almost 15,000 homes could be constructed by 2032 on state-owned land. Carol Tallon, CEO of Property District and author of Irish Property Buyers Handbook Annual, joins us. Your reaction to this news, Carol?
Good morning. Well, obviously, this is positive insofar as it refers to state-owned land, but obviously we are getting used to this continuous letdown of numbers. So, I mean, this is a body that had been tasked to build 150,000 new homes before 2040. Now it looks like it's going to be stretched to build one-tenth of that by 2032, like in the next 7 years. So, that I think we've gotten used to maybe disappointingly slow starts. But on the other side of it, there was just under 1,000 homes delivered last year. They're on target for over 2,000 next year, 3,500 the year after. So actually, if it's moving in the right direction and that success compounds, then absolutely that's a great thing. What we wouldn't like to see is it trying to hoover up private sector land or land that is not currently owned by the state, because that's just not its remit.
Yeah. I mean, might there be a need for it to do that, though, if, for example, people are sitting on land and not actually developing it? Would there be an argument for the greater common good for the LDA to actually move in and say, let's get this going?
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Now get two sausage McMuffin with egg sandwiches for just $5. That's right, $5. And with many locations opening at 5 a.m. or earlier, your morning starts when you do. Order ahead on the app, skip the wait, and grab your breakfast on your schedule. It's mornings made better at McDonald's. Price and participation may vary. Must opt into rewards.
Nearly home. Isn't home where we all want to be? Reba here for Realtor.com, the pros' number one most trusted app. Finding a home is like dating. You're not just looking for a place to live. You're searching for the one. That's where Realtor.com comes in. Like any good matchmaker, they know exactly where to look. With over 500,000 new real listings straight from the pros every month, you could find your perfect match today. Ranch style with a pool, barn dominium with an in-law suite, Realtor.com's got them. Modern craftsman with a big yard and a treehouse out back, Realtor.com will have you saying, yep, that's the one. No more swiping. It's time to start finding. Download the Realtor.com app today, because you're nearly home. Make it real with Realtor.com.
Pros number one most trusted app based on August 2024 proprietary survey. Over 500,000 new listings every month based on average new for sale and rental listings, February 2024 through January 2025.
Dio, I'm delighted that you positioned it as the greater common good, because I'm actually in Salt Hill at the moment at the Irish Planning Institute conference, and the whole ethos of planning is around the common good. And what I would say to you is actually the state has been the largest land hoarder in Ireland. And I think what's actually happening here is that we're seeing the LDA 5 years in is learning what any developer, public or private sector, 5 years in learns, that it is very difficult. It's incredibly difficult to develop homes in Ireland. And in fact, just yesterday, alongside news of this report, was news of local objections to an almost 200 unit scheme that the LDA is trying to deliver in North Dublin. So here's the thing. Development is difficult, but rather than throwing additional resources at the LDA and an inexperienced developer to buy non-state land, just give it the muscle it needs to deliver on land that it already has, and then let the private sector develop what it can do. And, you know, I think it's really interesting to watch as the state is getting worse and worse at delivering homes. The private sector home builders are getting better and better. They're getting leaner, faster, more profitable, and they're still working towards massively ambitious low carbon targets.
Yeah,
so it's almost
they
like
are.
They know what they're
maybe,
doing.
Maybe.
The Land Development Agency maybe has to be a partner.
Well,
to that.
I mean, maybe. Although, if you look at the housing figures, the private sector isn't building anywhere near enough houses.
That's not a capacity issue. That's an absolute planning and infrastructure issue.
It's
and
a
I think
more to it than just planning, isn't there?
Oh, like
planning is a very convenient scapegoat, and there are issues around planning, but there's lots more besides that. There's lots more factors.
Do you know, you're absolutely right. Planning has become the family scapegoat, and absolutely that's not something I'd like to compound. But there are challenges that are in the process of being addressed, but addressing those is a long-term play. But in terms of other constraints, infrastructure is obviously a huge one. And I think it's really interesting to see how the LGA categorises its development land. So essentially, what it would consider to be moderate risk would be a gift for the private sector developers. So the reality is the LGA is just not as experienced as a developer because it's only established 5 years. So even though it was essentially gifted with every advantage over the market.
You don't sound like you're a huge fan of the LDA, Carol.
No, actually, not at all. And I think we're gone past the point of debating whether or not it should be there. And in fact, I was quite happy to see the trajectory of delivery because we want to see that success compound. And because I've been in the industry a quarter of a century, so I know nothing gets done in 5 years. So I know this. So I was not expecting much more from the LGA. And I think others who were possibly disappointed, whereas actually, I think they've come over that. They've come over that initial 5 year period. They're starting to deliver. And more importantly, they're starting to ramp up the scale of delivery. So actually, what we need to do is give them the muscle, get out of their way and let them do it, but only on state owned land, because otherwise they're just going to be interfering with the market and they're actually taking away from home builders who, frankly, are better at it.
OK, we will leave it there. Carol Tallon, CEO, Property District, author of Irish Property Buyers Handbook Annual. Thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.